With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanik.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday. It's Rob and Souk, your sports bros.
I'm just hoping for a good Monday night game. Cal on Cal violence here.
Yeah, Goff against Rodgers. Maybe it will be good. Who knows?
It's possible.
Dan Look, Campbell.
Kneecaps will be bitten. That much we know. And I kind of want the Packers to lose just so that the sports world will literally implode.
Yeah.
Like
I'd root against them too.
Yeah. What if they look as bad as last week?
It's hilarious.
Against Detroit.
It's hilarious to see Aaron Rodgers won the MVP last year. And I've heard so many national talking head douches that are like, well, you got to be prepared for Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers just clearly doesn't. It's 1 week. 1 week. And people are like, well, you know, you can't play forever. But if they lose and look bad against the Lions, it's going to be Thunderdome on the national media stage.
Well, let's all put our collective weight behind Detroit tonight.
Let's go with the all whites.
And Dan Campbell.
Let's bite some kneecaps. Let's get a GD Real Lion out there. At Lambeau and see what
you know,
happens.
We talked a lot. We have spoken many times on the quintessential football coach look.
Yes.
You can do a lot worse than Dan Campbell.
That is true.
That guy looks like a football coach through and through.
And at least Dan Campbell keeps himself in some semblance of shape.
Dude, he's ripped.
Yeah. Like there's, you got to love the coach that's just, you know, guy hasn't seen his feet. In like a decade, and yet he's out there yelling about hard work and
Rob Ryan.
Yeah, hard work and dedication and screaming and yelling at people as if he could still do it. Dan Campbell at least looks like he could step up there and still like line up a tight end.
We have our NFL Week 2 wank coming up next.
Boy, I still haven't.
You're not happy.
I'm really uncomfortable with that.
I haven't fully adjusted to the wank yet.
Well,
what's the matter with you?
It's like.
Yeah, it's odd.
It's borderline.
Yeah,
at best.
It throws me for a loop. I'm not going to lie.
Have you listened to our show?
Yes, I have.
Yes.
Mike's in charge of the drop, so
it's always borderline.
Yeah, but this
it's
is
what
like
we do.
This is like okay.
I mean, every time I
Am
hear
I
it,
I, you, Ron?
Every time I hear it, I do turn to Mike and there's a little bit of like, "Ooh, yeah."
Our week 2 wank. Get ready for it, guys. We're going to wank it.
Now you're just really pushing it.
Yeah. The Pac-12 or the ACC, we've got that coming up. tonight in the club, they found her body.
Yeah, unfortunately.
The story that has captivated America.
Yep. And now there's a manhunt.
Because she's a hot white.
And there's a manhunt. We love a good manhunt.
Do we ever?
Yes. Somewhere Nancy Grace is just over the moon. And now, of course...
Yeah, because she was white.
And
if
now,
she weren't, yeah, Nancy yeah, Grace yeah. wouldn't care.
No, she wouldn't care. And, of course, now we're having to do the should the police have done more when they stopped him in the first place.
Look for porn, Dan.
Porn. Is Nancy Grace still a thing?
I don't know. Something tells me she's doing a podcast or something.
They're spewing her stupid hate somewhere.
Because who isn't? And are humans more or less inbred now than any time over the last 45,000 years?
Ooh.
I have that for you.
That's intriguing.
That's from studyfinds.org.
Yeah.
One of my favorite websites.
I did, I like reading books on evolution and kind of where we came from and stuff. I find that stuff fascinating. And what was it like? Maybe, I think it was like 75,000 years ago, somewhere in there, we had one of the big volcanoes that went kablooey. and created a choke point. We lost, depending on who you talk to, because it's all just theory. Some people think we lost about 2/3 of the humans on the planet.
Whoa.
We are the least genetically diverse animals on the planet. We're more similar to one another than any other animal because of that. Because at that point, we had so few of us left that, you know, we just don't have a whole lot of we don't have a lot of diversity compared to the rest of the.
Sometimes you got to do it with your cousin. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, when there's not that many of you left, I mean, we've had a couple events over human history where, you know, we came fairly close to just being done. And so, yeah, you just kind of make do with what you got around. Plus, back then, think 70,000 years ago, I doubt anyone was like, you know what, this is weird. You're my third cousin or second cousin. It was just more
they probably
like,
just didn't know.
Yeah, you didn't care. It was just, hey.
I may or may not be related to you. I don't know. Well, but you're hot, so I'll put it out of my mind.
There's like 13 things that are probably kill me within the next week or so. So let's just go ahead and get this over with and move on.
All right. Right now, though, guys.
Oh, and by the way, I looked up Nancy Grace. She's still around and is certainly heavy on the Gabby stuff.
What is she?
Well, including
what's her platform?
Well, she was leading a prayer vigil, and she's all over it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, but is she retired? And
no, it looks like at least these are all linked from Fox.
She's on Fox. She have a TV show.
That
again?
Appears to be like there. When I googled Nancy Grace, all three are about the Gabby story.
Yeah.
And all three are linked from Fox News. So
okay.
I believe she's
on Fox
she's
again.
Probably on Fox.
Or was she on Fox before? What was she on before?
She was on like the court TV or was it HLN?
Is that where it was?
I think that was the last I remember seeing her.
All right. Well,
she's 61.
It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
Number 5.
Okay, all right. 2 weeks left in the Major League Baseball season. The Mariners picked up 2 of 3 from Kansas City, but they're still 4 back in the wild card race.
They've got no chance.
Right now, it's the Red Sox and the Jays in position with the Yankees slipping.
Boy, the Yankee spiral, that's one that I'm having a hard time fully processing. Even Gerrit Cole the other night got lit up.
Destroyed. Yes. 2 games against the Indians in a row, gave up double-digit runs.
Yeah.
But young Mike, you're a Yankee fan. They haven't been that good all year, have they?
No, this is more indicative of how they've been. I think their 13-game win streak or whatever it was really kind of clouded the judgment. Like, oh, they figured it out. They have been so wildly inconsistent. And they still got a chance. I mean, a game and a half, and they play Boston and Toronto again. So, you know, anything could happen, but it just doesn't feel very good right now.
In the NL wild card, the Reds are slipping. You know, the Cardinals have won 8 straight, yeah. And they now hold a 3-game lead on Cincinnati for that second spot. Of course, the first spot is the Dodgers. Right now, the Reds are losing to the Pirates already in the first 2-0.
It feels like it's St. Louis is in, and then it's just a battle of whether it's the Dodgers or the Giants. Because I think the Dodgers are only like a game number 4 in that division.
Cardinals lead the Brewers 2-1. Blue Jays up 1-0 on the Rays, bottom 4. Some games of notable notation. We have the Pac-12 jumping in bed with the SWAC. Southwest Athletic Conference. How about that?
Oh, yes. The mighty SWAC.
This will be an educational and scheduling partnership in men's and women's basketball. It will include home-and-home series with historically black colleges and universities. The initiative is aimed at supporting and promoting diversity. You know, the Pac-12 puts its money where its mouth is.
That is true.
They did say that they were going to do this.
So I'm assuming that this is just a lot of paydays for some of the SWAC teams.
Oregon is part of the first wave, hosting Florida A&M next season. Again, this is men's basketball we're talking about. But it's both men's and women's. This particular series is men's.
Yeah, and Alcorn's in the SWAC. We just got done talking about them. Who else? Like Southern University.
Sure.
Grambling's in there.
That's right. That's right. So there you go. Oregon, Florida A&M. So they'll play next season in Eugene, and then Oregon goes down there in 2023. So very exciting. The Bucks have reached out to free agent cornerback Richard Sherman.
Yeah, we kind of forgot about him. You know, he had the mental health crisis there, and after that, he was a free agent in the offseason when that went down, and you really haven't heard much from him.
The Seahawks say they are not talking to him at the moment.
Yes.
The Niners are already without Raheem Mostert. They lost three more running backs on Sunday. Today they're working out Lamar Miller, TJ Yeldon, and Duke Johnson.
Are they not the most snake-bitten team the last few years? Holy cow.
They threw some guy whose name I can't even remember on, and they said that they were just going to activate him because they needed him for special teams. He'd been with the team like 2 days, and they're like, you got to go in and play. We don't have anyone else.
So they have one healthy guy. Trenton Cannon is their only healthy guy. Now, Elijah Mitchell is day-to-day. He is not going to need to be replaced, but Jamichael Hasty and Trey Sermon, not as lucky. So it's a mess.
Yeah.
Who's got it worse, Ravens at running back or Niners?
That Tyson Williams guy looks pretty good.
Yeah. And they're running the ball pretty well just by committee, and it helps when you have Lamar Jackson.
Well, Latavius Murray is a good running back,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Remember, he got cut from the
Saints. So the Niners have it worse.
Yeah, Murray got cut simply because he made too much money.
Well, he wanted more.
Yeah.
College football rankings this week, down to just two teams from the Pac-12 in the top 25. UCLA drops to 24. After losing to Fresno State, Oregon is number 3 behind Alabama and Georgia. BYU, number 15 after upsetting Arizona State.
3-0 against the Pac-12, thank you.
And Fresno State is in at number 22. The Ducks take on Arizona this week. Arizona is over,
and
having
I can
just
you,
lost to Northern Arizona.
Having watched Arizona play against BYU and then see the Northern Arizona score, Arizona kicks rocks. I mean, it's everything is just laid out for Oregon. It's the easiest schedule left on the Power 5 slate.
Might as well leave Kayvon Thibodeau out another week then,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Just sit him and get him healthy. Just, and Oregon probably still has a mulligan left. They can lose one. So it's shaping up to be a really good year for Oregon, considering the rest of the Pac-12. Not so good.
Oregon's game in 2 weeks at Stanford has been chosen for the 12:30 p.m. ABC time slot.
Now keep an eye on that, because since Stanford's debacle in week one and they made the quarterback switch, maybe Stanford's got a little something.
Oregon State Washington will be on Pac-12 Network that weekend at 6 p.m. And the Lions visiting the Packers tonight. It is Monday Night Football, just about to get underway. Thursday will pit Houston hosting Carolina. Now a lot of people wondering, because Tyrod Taylor got hurt for the Texans.
Yeah.
Will Deshaun Watson play? They have already come out and said he will not.
No, he's not going to play. He's not even going to be active. So he will not play another game for Houston. Whether he gets traded this year or they sit him and deal him in the offseason, he's not playing again for the Texans.
But Davis Mills is likely to take over for Tyrod Taylor. Now, we had four other starting quarterbacks hurt on Sunday. The Raiders say Derek Carr is questionable against the Dolphins. He has an ankle injury. For Miami, Tua is day-to-day with that rib injury. A lot of his will be about pain threshold, they say. No ACL tear for the Bears' Andy Dalton. Chicago heads to Cleveland this week, and Justin Fields is likely their starter. And then Indianapolis' Carson Wentz has two sprained ankles. No word on his status as they get set to take on the Titans.
I feel like
Jacob Eason takes over there.
I feel like with Carson Wentz, we should just list him as sprained, like every week.
How do you sprain both ankles on the same play?
It's Carson Wentz. He, like I said, what's his status? A questionable. With what? He sprained.
Wasn't it the same play? Because he got twisted up. They know the play. And then now they say both of them are hurt.
Yeah.
So I think it was the same play.
And I didn't know that until after the fact, because on the sidelines, they kept showing him like trying to run around and, you know, try to get it retaped. But obviously he wasn't good enough to go.
Wild stuff. Coors Light brings you the hot 5 at 5.
She's just do a
wacky wild stuff.
She did is that Dana Carvey doing, yes, Johnny Carson?
That's right.
All right.
Live sports back, always better with a nice cold Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Let's wank it next on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for, but you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Well, our Lions are already off to a nice start tonight.
It was already 1 week after.
It is 7-0 in favor of Detroit.
Every year, there's always one team that we expect to be a disaster that ends up being pretty good. And there's always one team that's viewed as a contender that ends up being a dumpster fire. Well, maybe it's just the Green Bay Packers, or we're five quarters into the season and everyone take a deep breath.
Yeah, I think that. I mean, Aaron Rodgers hasn't even gotten the ball yet. But the Goff looked pretty good. Hey. They drove it right down on him.
Well, here comes the pick six, because remember, Packers suck.
That's true.
If you want to blame one thing for the Packers if they do suck, mm-hmm. can I submit to the court something I just saw a minute ago as I watched the game?
Yes, you may.
Matt LaFleur's boy band beard.
Ah, it's throwing you for a loop,
that
huh?
That can't be inspiring to the players,
no,
can it?
No, it's not good.
Meanwhile, Dan Campbell's over there with his goatee and his chaw and his big muscles. Come on. This is a mismatch.
I like that you called it the boy band beard.
Well, it is. I used to have one of those, regrettably.
The Kevin Love. It's like the chin strap, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You shave everything down except the little tiny line.
Yeah. It's a really bad look, especially now.
Yeah. It's
there was a time when it was in, like, of course, when I was rocking.
Well, clearly.
But now, come on, LaFleur.
Yeah. Either shave that sucker off. And my guess is that he can't grow it up any higher. So you just go with that. Because that, honestly, that is the beard.
He's a nice looking guy.
He is, but that's the beard of like a 22-year-old that can't grow any other kind of beard.
Exactly.
So, you know.
Just let it go, dude. Yeah. Just shave.
Yeah, that'll go with the Dan Campbell.
You look great.
I like that Dan Campbell's doing the 1996 goatee, and he doesn't care. Dan Campbell stuck in 19.
I bet you he's had that for 25 years.
Exactly, and he sees no reason to change it at all.
Well, this begins our NFL Week 2 wank. That's a nice little intro. I don't know where you want to start. I mean, Lamar Jackson looked pretty good last night, beating the Chiefs.
He didn't look good throwing the ball, but
he made those nice little jump passes, you know.
Which, again, allow me to point out, it's a terrible idea. It just kind of worked out.
Well, that one guy was wide open.
Exactly.
And so he had to.
Yeah.
I think he had to jump to kind of get it there because he was kind of in an awkward position.
Mm.
So, the guy makes plays, man. You got to hand it to him. Lamar Jackson.
He doesn't throw the ball particularly well, and he had two horrible picks, but
He makes plays.
He makes enough plays, and the Chiefs, boy, they kind of blanked.
What's up with their defense?
They let that one get away.
Do you think that Kansas City is kind of in this, it's early in the season, we know we'll be there in the end kind of mode?
They certainly were there last year, right? Like, last year, every game they played was down to the wire. And it was a lot like this one, where they would always have a double-digit lead, and then it was like they got bored. But it felt that midway through the third quarter that this was a blowout waiting to happen. and that Kansas City couldn't be stopped. And then they had the weird Pat Mahomes interception where he just kind of like hucked it up. And then that was
his first career pick in the month of September.
Yeah. And it was just a ill-advised, dumb,
he was falling to the ground and just lobbed it up.
Yeah. Like threw like a hand grenade out there and it got picked. And it felt like that kind of was the momentum swing. And then, like I said, Kansas City's defense just couldn't get any stops.
Well, even at the end, they should have won the game.
Yes.
And they were in field goal range and Edwards-Helaire fumbled the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he doesn't fumble,
the Chiefs won.
But, you know, that's what I love about the NFL is it does come down to little things like that. I mean, look at all these games.
And it was a nice play.
It's not all the games, but look at all the little minute things
that come into play
that swung who won or lost a game. Seattle, Tennessee, Minnesota, Arizona, this game. I mean, that's the NFL. Yeah. And the beauty of it is there's so few games that every one of them matters so much. It's just the NFL, there's just nothing like it because it does come down to things like that. Look, the Chiefs defense sucked, but their offense is incredible, and it almost bailed them out again, but were it not for the Clyde Edwards-Helaire fumble, because they went. Is there any doubt they win if he doesn't fumble?
Zero.
So,
but that's a great play. I don't remember who it was. It was the defensive end, but he came.
It was the rookie, Owe.
Yeah, the kid from Penn State, right?
Yes.
He came around. That's a great play.
Great play.
Helaire never saw it coming, and he went Superman style, turned the corner, jumped, and that's a great play. Like, I know that you got to have better ball security, but normally, like, you don't expect someone before you get to the line of scrimmage to come from behind. It's a great play.
Yeah, but that was the difference.
Yeah, it was the difference.
You know, so I thought.
In today's NFL, I honestly feel like defense, it's just become
optional.
I'm not going to say it's an afterthought. I think Louis Riddick may have said this. I'm trying to remember who it was, but kind of alluded to this fact that you almost don't care about giving up rushing yards anymore. It's the idea of like, as long as you don't break huge runs, we'll just wait for you to get a holding penalty. We'll wait for you to get a negative play. And then we're going to get you in second and 16, second and seven, or second and 17. And then we'll just try to play, get you off the field. But it does kind of feel that way, that the days of just really truly being a dominant defense, Baltimore is a good defense. And They got run up and down.
They did, but you know what? I thought they bowed up there towards the end.
Exactly, and this is kind of what I'm referring to is
that's good defense nowadays.
I honestly think this is defense now. Is you just it really doesn't matter what you do over the course of the game. We just need you as a team to come up with a handful, and that's maybe even being too greedy. Three or four times over the course of the game, we just need you to come up with a big play and get someone off the field, or not give up a big play and wait for the offense to shoot themselves in the foot and then let our offense take over.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, the Seahawks are kicking themselves today.
Yep.
You know, they now get the Vikings, who probably should be 2-0, because they lost in overtime to Cincinnati, mm-hmm. but Dalvin Cook fumbled in overtime. If he doesn't fumble in overtime, and they just kick a damn field goal.
Two field goals
this weekend. They could be 2-0. Like, it's just there's such a small margin for error. The Seahawks miss an extra point, ends up costing them. Mm-hmm. And now if they lose to the Vikings, they're 1-2.
Yeah, I mean
it's tough. Yeah, and watch out. The rest of the NFC West is 2-0.
Yeah, there just isn't a lot of what I consider to be bad teams. Like the Jets are bad. Jacksonville's bad. Dare I say,
no.
Houston is bad, not nearly as bad as I thought. And now we got Mills in as opposed to Tyrod Taylor. But
give it time. Did you see David Culley? So the Texans coach declined a penalty, and it would have repeated third down. Instead, he accepted his punt.
Oh. Yeah, it would have been 3rd and 10. He accepted the penalty for 4th and 2 and punted it.
Yeah. Well, he had already punted, so he accepted the result of the punt. It was a touchback. So he could have replayed third down. Instead, he was like, nah, we'll just take the punt. And it was a touchback.
freaking
so
Texans.
So careful. I mean, yes,
that's
they're
why
playing
I said
hard.
They're not as bad as I thought.
Yeah. Tyrod Taylor has looked pretty good.
Yes.
And Brandon Cooks actually having a really
By
good
the
year
way,
there so far.
Tyrod Taylor, that guy's unlucky.
Yeah.
He's hurt again.
Yeah, he was.
He gets hurt. He's worse than Carson Wentz.
Yeah, he was playing all right. And, you know, he had him competitive.
Every year. So
on
Cleveland,
a touchdown, too.
Cleveland, he got hurt and Baker Mayfield came in.
Yeah.
Chargers, he got hurt, and Justin Herbert came in.
I'd like to point out that that's not even his fault. The doctor was giving him a pain-killing injection and punctured his damn lung. That's how unlucky that guy is.
And now this. Yeah, and now he's going to get bitch-slapped by the great Davis Mills.
I've never seen someone score a touchdown pulling a hamstring. Like, he was so open into the end. Like, he pulled his hammy at the 5 and then did the I got to crap my pants run, hobble into the end zone, and then was like, yeah, I'm done. And he's going to be out for a significant period of time. Those pulled hammies aren't just going to magically heal themselves.
How unfair is Derrick Henry?
He is... I just...
Boy, you weren't kidding about Matt LaFleur's facial hair.
Yeah, the weird, but I'm guessing that he went to his barber and the barber maybe went a little aggressive on the chin beard.
Oh, you don't think he does that on his own? I don't think any good barber is going to let him leave the shop with that, especially knowing he's going to be on TV.
Well, if he asked for it exactly like that, then the barber would let him go because that's what he wanted.
See, I think he does that on his own.
You think he didn't go in and said, give me the Backstreet Boy?
No.
Was he married?
I don't know.
I wondered if maybe that was like a wife request. You know, sometimes you're like, you're like, ah, I don't want to do this, but it, you know, the wife wants
to. Do me like Lance Bass?
Yeah, I was going to say the wife wants to, you know, the wife wants to play a little. You know.
Although he's gay, right?
He may be gay, but you're not.
That's true.
But we need you to look a little.
Yeah, well, maybe they're into, you know, maybe they're into some stuff. I don't know. I'm not here to judge. It's 2021. Do whatever you want. Back to your Derrick Henry thing.
Also.
He is, he's like, it's like if Jerome Bettis was in shape and fast and like 4 inches taller.
What happened? Okay, so
like
here's
Eric Dickerson and Jerome Bettis meshed into one.
Here's my other question about Derrick Henry is why was he not this good when he first started?
I don't know. We've talked about this, and some of it may have to do with the offensive line. Some of it may have to do with him just being more comfortable. Some of it has to do with him getting more touches. If you go back to his first year and a half, it was a by committee sort of thing. He split time and they didn't really feed him. And he gets better as the game goes on, right? Like he wears down defenses.
But he's always been this big. And you know, you talk about running backs, obviously, but you talk about running backs. And then when you're 22 and 23, he had his worst years. He's having his best years when he's 25, 26, and 27.
And getting
an
unholy amount of touches, you would think that there'd be some fall off, but there's not.
182 yards, 3 TDs.
Yeah, and most of it came in the second half. And again, poor Quandre Diggs. There after the big touchdown run, Diggs comes off the sideline and just slams his helmet because like he just, you know, he's embarrassed because he avoids him. He's the only player in the NFL that defenders actively avoid trying to go after.
Yeah. I'd fake tackle him.
Yeah.
No one wants. I'd dive at. Oh, I missed him.
I was going for the ball.
No one wants to get that stiff arm. You see, Najee Harris had one of those this week too.
By the way, he's good, huh?
Yeah.
Najee Harris looks like a player.
Yeah.
Well, his stats for the first 2 weeks do not look very good.
Well, he's playing with a crappy O-line.
But watch him. Like he just looks like.
And he catches the ball well out of the backfield.
That looks like a guy who's going to be around a while.
Yeah. But he just.
And yes, that stiff arm was unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the Derrick Henry sort of thing. Again, two Alabama guys, I guarantee they called each other up afterwards and were laughing at defenders. And dude, that's a real thing. Like people always say, oh, you know, defenders and, you know, they're no one's intimidated. BS. When he gets into the second level, secondary guys do not want to come up and hit Derrick Henry.
Yeah. And there's a reason why he gets better as the game goes on because later in the game, they're tired and
he just punishes you. It's ridiculous. He is the most unique player in the NFL that I can remember like over the last decade. And when you're that big, most of the time you're not very effective because you take too many hits, your body wears down, or people are able to take you out at the knees. And it doesn't really happen with Derrick Henry. He just keeps churning.
Well, the new Chargers are the old Chargers. We'll get to that next. Here's Mike.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic?
and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, looking at week two of the NFL here. He did have a bunch of injuries to starting quarterbacks. Dalton, he hurt his knee, but they're saying he's okay.
Yeah, it looked pretty bad. It looked like one of those where that's an ACL because it was a non-contact. He just planted it and it kind of wobbled and buckled, but I guess it's not that bad. And the fact that we all want, and I say we, again, I'm just talking the general media, we want to make Justin Fields so good, and right now he's not. I don't know if you watched any of that.
Nope.
He had one run for a first down, and people are, again, the guts say he found the intestinal fortitude.
Don't you think they should play him, though?
I don't.
Because you don't? You think you should play Dalton?
Well, I don't. Look, the fact that he isn't playing when Matt Nagy is clearly coaching for his job and Ryan Pace is desperately trying to do it. And if you watched him, like 6 for 13, he does not throw a good ball and a horrific pick. Justin Fields is not ready to play. If Justin Fields at all gave them a chance to win, there is no reason that two guys desperate to keep their jobs wouldn't be playing Justin Fields. So the fact that they're saying if Andy Dalton can go, he's the guy. This is not about ruining Justin Fields. This isn't like a, we're trying to make sure he's in the best spot. This is, we truly believe that Justin Fields can't help us win. So we just need to stop with this narrative that somehow they're holding Justin Fields back, because it's just not the case. Now, if this were like a situation where you just signed Dan Campbell or someone, I guess when Gruden took over the Raiders and you just gave him 6 years and, you know, $90 million, then you could say, okay, maybe he's holding him back and he should be playing him. But in Chicago, no. If he gave them a chance to win, Justin Fields would be in the game right now.
So Dalton, they don't know if he's going to play this week, so he may get Fields.
Yeah.
But they came out, it was kind of convoluted today with Nagy in the media, but ultimately they had to send somebody else back out to say, no, if Dalton's healthy, he's our quarterback.
He's the guy.
Because Nagy couldn't actually spell that out for some reason. But Tua hurt his ribs. Again, these are all injury-prone guys. Like,
yeah.
Is it a shock that we're talking about Carson Wentz, Tua, and Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah.
They're always hurt.
And Tua got drilled. I mean, and his is just it's a pain tolerance thing. And Jacoby Brissett did not look good at all.
Yeah.
Allow me to say this, too.
We will allow it.
Buffalo, who didn't look good in week one, gave that game away to the Steelers. They should have won it, but they melted down in the fourth quarter. You would think at 35-0 that was just a shellacking. I didn't think Buffalo looked very good at all.
They did not.
Really?
You know, No. Hmm. So that's one of those, you know, people are like, oh, 35-0. Josh Allen doesn't look the same. He just doesn't.
That's early.
It is early. I'm just, you know, he was this dominant force. He was 17 of 33 for 179, two tuds and a pick.
So what happened there?
Miami was.
They're terrible or what?
Miami's just offense was dreadful.
I think Miami's offense is a real
issue.
It's bad. Because I don't think Tua is any good.
Even with Tua?
They couldn't run the ball for a lick, and Brissett
looked
lost. I
don't think Tua is any good.
Their offense looks...
Well, I thought he got hurt. When did he get hurt?
He got hurt early, first quarter.
Yeah, so, okay, so Tua is out.
Yeah, and then Brissett was just, he was just bad. But I'm telling you, Buffalo, I keep an eye on that. It's two weeks in. They're one
and
one.
I don't want my team hot right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
You be the talk in week two, although Tom Brady's the talk in week two. Yeah.
I just want to keep an eye on that because I was really high on Buffalo. I thought Buffalo had a top three or four roster in the NFL. And through 2 weeks, I'm pretty lukewarm so far in Buffalo. I want to see him get it cranked up.
Who is Mac Jones going to be the offensive rookie of the year? Like, who's the early offensive rookie of the year guy? Because none of these guys look great.
No, Mac Jones looks the best of the he looks the best of the quarterbacks. And the reason why he looks the best of the quarterbacks, one, he's playing because like we haven't seen Fields and we haven't seen Lance, but he's just boring. And he just kind of...
He's very safe.
Yeah.
Well, that's Belichick. That's good coaching.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what Saleh wants from Zach Wilson?
Yes. And I'll bet you that he pulls the tape on that and just says, okay, be boring. Look at Mac Wilson. Look at Mac and cheese. And just do that. Because he just doesn't make a lot of mistakes, but he also doesn't wow you with anything. He's just kind of there.
All right. Coming up next, we've got more to talk about.
By the way, I'll bet you that the rookie of the year ends up not being a quarterback.
Yeah, it'll probably be. Well, who's the front runner right now?
I don't know. I mean, it's only,
who do you see that's like, whoa,
it's only 2 weeks in, but you know, Jamar Chase in Cincinnati, maybe Rondell Moore in Arizona.
There you go.
There'll be someone, Najee Harris, if Pittsburgh, you know, ends up breaking out, although I don't think Pittsburgh is very good. I just don't think it's going to be a quarterback. I really don't. I think it'll be someone like Jefferson, the Minnesota receiver. Mm-hmm. Like last year, he had one of the more ridiculous seasons, just that Herbert outdid him. I just don't see one of these quarterbacks that's, at least from what we've seen so far, that's going to put up a ridiculous stat line. And there will be an offensive breakout player that ends up, you know, having a big year.
All right, got to get to that Chargers game, the new Chargers or the old Chargers,
yeah.
It seems. Yeah. And my guy, Sam Darnold, resurrected.
Looks
from the depths.
Looks pretty good.
546 on the Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, it's our week two NFL wank. The club is coming up next. We'll have to get to more hot college football talk. From earlier in our show, we were going to talk about who's worse, the Pac-12 or the ACC. But that's going to have to wait till tomorrow, fella. And yeah. It's a good thing because we have the Jamboree. We can slide it right in there tomorrow at 4.
Yeah, what else are we going to talk about?
That's right. So the Chargers, my Chargers, your Chargers, our Chargers.
New and creative ways.
God, isn't that something?
Bless America. A couple TDs called back.
How was Herbert down on that sack?
Well, it wouldn't have mattered because it was either going to be intentional grounding or a sack. So that made no difference.
Okay, but they called him down.
They called him down. They said that his forward progress was over and that he was going backwards and they were protecting the quarterback.
So that was kind of like the Russell Wilson goal line call?
Yeah, something like
that.
That
was a horrific call.
Should have been a safety, huh?
Yes.
Forward progress stopped. He had barely been touched.
I don't know how that's not a safety. See, that one would bother me because it's a safety. This one.
Well, that would have ended the game.
Well, yeah, this one is it's 6 and 1, half dozen of the other, because either it's a sack, which is what they called, or it's intentional grounding and the ball is right there and it's a loss of down. So it ended up being I understand it was a funky call, but it didn't get back to the line of scrimmage, so it didn't matter.
No, I just was wondering why they called it down. That's just kind of stupid. It wasn't even remotely down.
Protecting the quarterback. And by the way, can we give credit?
12 penalties by my Chargers.
You want to talk about rookie of the year? Micah Parsons played defensive end and was really good.
Well, but he'd be defensive
rookie of the year.
I was asking about offensive rookie of the year. By the way, are you trying to steal the spotlight from the Chargers?
No.
By talking about the Cowboys winning? Who cares?
No, I wasn't talking about the Cowboys winning. I was talking about Micah Parsons.
He looks great.
Who, by the way, he's the guy that chased Herbert down on that play.
Yeah, their defense, you know, I think a lot of people, including myself, thought the Chargers would go up and down the field on them.
I thought so, too.
But they did not, and the Cowboys' defense,
maybe
they're a lot faster. They fly around a lot more.
Yeah, and
Dan Quinn's a good coach.
Parson makes a difference. Back to the Chargers.
Yes,
they find, and it's it doesn't matter.
I took the bait. Now I'm talking about the stupid Cowboys.
It doesn't matter who the coach is. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. No one manages to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
They blew that game.
Like the Chargers.
12 penalties, and then, like you said, the two tutties.
Called back.
Well, Herbert, you know, he threw a pick in the end zone, man.
For a guy that is just phenomenal, how do you make that throw? That is brutal. One of the worst interceptions you will see a good quarterback make.
There was nobody in the area.
No, I call it the Tony Romo thing. That's a Tony Romo interception, because Romo would be good for 3.5 quarters. And then when it mattered the most, he'd throw a pick and you would sit there and scratch your head. And I can handle picks where you're trying to get aggressive, you're trying to fit a ball into a window, or it's third down, you're trying to make a play. I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at the All-22. I would be fascinated to hear him explain where he was going with that football, because it looked like he just threw it at the Cowboys.
Well,
was that Diggs that made the pick?
I don't know. Maybe there's something in the water down there that was formerly in San Diego and now it's transferred to LA.
I don't know.
It's just weird.
It was a bit baffling.
Even with that, Mike McCarthy tried to blow it right back. I mean, what was that? So the Cowboys had the ball driving down, tied 17-17.
Yep.
And they had one timeout. So obviously they're playing for a field goal, but they're only at the, I don't remember what yard line they were on, but obviously it was a long field goal. The game winner was 56 yards.
Yeah, 56.
Cowboys had the ball with 33 seconds left, and they could use the entire field because they had a timeout. And they ran ran Pollard to the right for like 4 yards and did not run another play.
No.
How does that happen?
We've seen this a couple times in the NFL in these first 2 weeks. I am baffled at the notion of the 48-54-yard field goal, and you don't need to get any more. You're like, hey,
well,
we're
I don't
fine.
Think they meant it that way. They just screwed it up. But McCarthy said afterwards, he said that he said that the scoreboard clock went off. So he was, I think, insinuating that he did not know how much time was left.
Well, then that's on him.
To run that play, so you have the timeout. So you can throw the football in the middle of the field. You can do whatever you want.
Call timeout.
Why would you run that play to Pollard to the right as if they're just like setting up the hash?
Exactly. But at 56, but the Raiders did this. Remember when the Raiders ended up with their penalty?
Yeah.
The Raiders were lining up for like a 48 or 49 yard field goal. And we're like, yeah, they were kicking it on second down. I think the NFL has just gotten to the point where they're like, well, we don't want to cause anything dumb. You know, we don't want to turnover, so let's just kick it from, you know, the mid-40s.
Really stupid.
And by the
classic McCarthy.
Also allow me to point out, and I know it's only 2 weeks, and I in no way am trying to overreact.
Oh, boy.
I think Pollard right now is a better back for the Cowboys than Ezekiel Elliott.
He's more explosive.
Agreed.
He has a different gear. And
I think that was the case last year, too.
Yeah, not that Elliott isn't good, and he was good in the pass game, and he made a couple nice plays. He had a couple nice first downs.
He had a touchdown run.
I do. When you watch them run, Pollard just looks different. I kind of feel, and you see this with more physical backs, When they lose a step, it is really noticeable, and it just feels like Pollard is younger, fresher, more explosive. He's got a little more juice to him, and you're paying one guy, you know, like probably $1 million a year, and you're paying the other guy 13 or 14. And I don't know. And they had about the same amount of carries. If I remember, I think they were both in the 14, 15 range, but
they know it.
Pollard's the better back right now.
It looks like it's going to be a full on timeshare there now.
Yeah. Or even so, I bet you if Pollard keeps playing like this, tips the other way.
I'd be interested. I'll look at his contract, but
Pollard's or Zeke's?
No, Zeke.
Oh, he's got a lot of money coming at him, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I want to know how much guaranteed money. Because if Pollard has another year like this.
Ezekiel Elliott.
And there's not a lot of dead money. This is a team that has some holes. And you might. No, he's got. Never mind. They got at least one more year. The dead money is outstanding. So,
they should have traded him.
Yeah. So Zeke, if they tried to move on from Zeke next year, that would be $30 million. So, but after that, then there is a potential out where the dead cap hit could be done 2 years would only be about $5 million bucks. So he's got one more guaranteed year in Dallas. And then I'm not certain he's around after that, unless he's willing to take a serious pay cut, because our man there, his cap hit is $18 million for the Dallas Cowboys, and he's their second best back. And I'll bet you Pollard right now, I'll bet you his cap hit is less than $2 million
bucks. Isn't he still on his rookie deal? Isn't this just his third year?
I'm looking to see where he is at.
Two other bits of love we got to toss out there over the airwaves.
Oh, yeah, dude, his cap hit is just over $1 million.
Hmm. Sam Darnold.
Looking good.
Carolina 2-0.
Carolina looking good.
Sam Darnold to Dan Arnold. Does that bother you?
No, that doesn't, but it is a little weird.
That's fantastic.
Dick York, Dick Sargent, Sergeant York. Got a bewitched thing happening there.
Sam Darnold to Dan Arnold. Like Jalen Hurts to Zach Ertz.
Now, and I don't know what.
By the way, Zach Ertz with COVID.
Oh, he's got the COVID?
See that?
I didn't see
got
that.
Got the Rona. But he's vaccinated, so they say he could possibly play on Sunday.
Yeah. I don't know what Joe Brady is like as an individual.
But he's
like,
a hell of a football coach, isn't he?
Yeah. If I'm USC, I'd maybe consider calling Mr. Brady, because he took LSU's offense, which was dreadful, and in 1 year turned it into the best offense we've seen in 20 years.
Then they left, and it's dreadful again.
And it's dreadful. He goes to Carolina, and all of a sudden he takes it's not like they're like loaded with skill position guys. It's okay, but
who
it's
do
not
they
like,
have besides McCaffrey.
They
have DJ Moore.
Yeah, DJ Moore.
Who's quite good.
But they took
Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, he's the guy that came over from New York last year, right?
Yes.
They've taken an offense which is just meh, and all of a sudden there's some juice there. Look, I don't know if he wants to be a head man. I don't know how much juice he's got as far as recruiting goes, but boy, if you want to talk about someone that can coach offense, go find Joe Brady.
Well, they know where to find him.
Yes.
Can you get him?
You know, that guy, and think about his career. He was like a quality control guy with New Orleans. Gets brought over to LSU, and that was like his first year at LSU, and became their passing game coordinator. Well, turned it into that, and then he turned that into Carolina, and now he's like one of the best offensive minds in football.
The thing about the Panthers, though, is their defense is legit, too.
Yeah.
That Matt Rhule.
Well, and they spent all their draft picks. I mean, they loaded up.
Yep.
They loaded up on defense, and it's a lot of young guys where you like Derek Brown, the kid out of Auburn, and Brian Burns, and he's a little bit older, but guys like Shaq Thompson, and they brought over Hassan Reddick from the Cardinals, who had a big year when Chandler Jones was out.
Well, I'll be pulling for them because
they look pretty good.
I love that Joe Brady just said, you know, when they were looking at the scrap heap of quarterbacks, like, yeah, give me Darnold. I can do something with that.
Yeah.
And at least early, it looks like he can, because Darnold he's giving him options, you know, like he doesn't have to throw into tight windows. It's good stuff.
It's well.
So I'm rooting for them.
It's well coached on both sides of the ball.
I like Matt Rhule. And then the other shout out, little love, Raiders 2-0.
Yeah.
My Raiders. Yeah. Next six, they play Miami. They play at the Chargers, who will actively try to blow it. That'll be a try to blow it off. They play the Bears. They play the Broncos. And then the Eagles and Giants.
Intriguing.
A lot of winnable games in there for my Raiders. A
lot of winnable games. But remember, we've seen We've seen Vegas start well, and they never, ever seem to finish.
5-10 under John Gruden in December and January.
There you go.
But defense looks better.
It does. It does look better.
And even without Jerry Jeudy, Denver, 2-0. Granted, they played the Jags.
Dude, Teddy Two Gloves.
Yeah. Cortland Sutton had like 170 yards receiving.
Teddy Two Gloves.
Teddy Two Gloves. And then Patrick and Noah Fant had a tutty.
Yep.
Denver's good.
Patrick Surtain, first pick as a rookie.
Denver's good.
All right, that's enough wanking for one day.
Ooh, thank heavens.
There's never enough.
I'm exhausted.
Let's get to the club. We've got they found her body, Gabby's body.
Yeah.
And are humans more or less inbred now? It is 6:02 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.